last time with ghosts and trains and something.
Ismail Dava passes away. His badge, McKeel, turned in, eventually handed off to 1, 2, 3, who knows how many, until it ends up in the hands of one Pippin McKeel, the pride of Duskwall, 10 years later.
You see, this is an aspergillum used for terminating demons. It's made from water from the void sea.
Baldrini, from me first stone, come arise!
Alright, well,
we're doing this.
The gemstone in your hand, Pippin, begins to, you see it cracks. It cracks, like, under some great force and pressure, and inside of it, there's, like crystals, like a geode or something, and it, like, pops open, and you see, like, it, like, crumbles to dust, and you see the dust and geodes and stuff come together, and it, assembles this, like, rough humanoid shape.
You utter fool!
And stabs, Mr. Miser, clear
through
the chest.
Oh no!
And today?
As is suitable for a species rare enough to be mistaken for legend, the origin of demonkind is rather mythical. Demons are perhaps the first intelligent beings, born when the primal forces of the universe coalesced into the elements of nature. It is for this reason that each demon strain is connected to an element. They differ greatly, from the leviathans of immeasurable size to those who can walk among men. However, these primordial beings do share distinct commonalities, mainly that they are not echoed within the ghost field like all other life. Their veins flow with an electroplasmic essence, granting them agelessness and an impossible durability. Demons all possess great speed and the strength of many men. Power that even the cruelest human spirit could not match, even when inside the body of a cutting-edge mechanical hull. Some, like the demon princes of Eruvia, trapped as they are within their obelisks, are said to exert a psychic influence upon human beings. But a demon of any class is most dangerous with access to its element, for demons and nature are kin. Its element will heed its command, reveal all secrets, and carry them wherever they desire to be.
Welcome back to Ghosts on a Train. This is a podcast where we play Ghost Lines, an RPG by John Harper. I am Greg, your conductor, who facilitates the game.
I'm Hannah. I play Andrew Anderson. I'm around.
I'm Guy. I play Pip McKeel, and I participate in the game. Or try to.
I'm Stefan. I play Drix, and I play the game. Sometimes so well I draw a demon onto the car.
Well, asterisk. Oh my god, who's that?
Still being a chuckle box.
Oh, it's me. It's me, Banani. I'm playing Ismail Dava. He is, I'm here for about one more episode, and then I'm out, like, forever. I'm done. This is, like, the last time you'll ever hear my voice. Like, I'm, like, existence. I'm, like, once this recording is over, I no longer exist. So we have to milk this, guys.
You know,
unless you listen to the Hunting Trip podcast.
Banani, stop! You're still running a Dungeons and Dragons game
in a weird
for me
way,
and Greg, though.
That's only for us. In a weird way, for the listener, Banani will cease to exist once this recording is over.
I don't know. We could bring him back.
You could.
In that case,
he would be revived. It'd be miraculous.
You heard it here first, listener. Ismail Dava is going to die in this episode.
You know what?
If I could say anything with perfect confidence, as the person running this game, Ismail Dava is fucking dead. All right? All right, listener? We know this.
All right, well, that's distressing.
He's fucking dead. Hope you're ready, Banani.
Oh,
anyways,
I hope so.
Who knows how many other people might be fucking dead? Because right now, in the freight boxcar of the Pride of Duskwall. Our line bulls sussed out and then drew out one Akarosi noble traveling with three young nephews. Mr. Miser was his given name, as one of the high-ranking members of Voldrani, the demon's spirit cult.
What a fucking Scrooge.
When they drew him out to the freight boxcar, and then quickly apprehended him before he could use some of the powers gained, granted him by the demon. But the goal was, of course, to get him to summon this demon, which was successful. What the bulls were not anticipating was that as soon as the demon appeared, noted its surroundings, a horrible monstrosity of rock, geode crystal, eyes fractaling, cracking, with imperfect luster across its face. Speaking in the voice of a child, this demon, Voldrani, the voice of many children, rather, this demon, Voldrani, immediately murdered its incompetent summoner and demanded of our bulls to tell them where exactly it is. So, what I think we're going to do right now is, this was a trap you guys had ready. I assume, then, that you guys were suited up as your roles. What roles were those?
Anyone got any... Banani, I feel like we should give you first pick since you are our...
Let's just give her, guess the first pick, yeah.
Wow, that's sort of a hard one. I would say the, owl?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because none of us are good at inspiring.
Ismail Dava is.
I am.
It should also be noted that Ismail Dava, part of this ruse for it to work was, like, you know, it would be weird if this guy was dressed up all like a lion bull. Ismail Dava has taken the equipment necessary for the owl, but is not wearing an encounter suit.
That being...
Or, like, mask or anything like that.
Yeah.
Ismail Dava is wearing, a conductor's uniform, and, of his face is heavily shadowed, and all you can really see are, like, glowing yellow eyes that emote.
Dope.
Yep.
Neat.
That's very cool.
In that case, I would like to take the anchor suit, because that's what I do best at, and I think, you know, it's important to be comfortable when you're facing imminent danger.
Yeah, should we all, Stefan, should we all just go with our best?
Probably.
All right, then I guess I can take Spider.
Go for it. I've got the rook.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Spider orphan.
Oh man, I feel like it's been a while, you know?
Does whatever a spider orphan
does.
It's
been a while.
But yeah, so the demon Voldrani turns to all of you as one of its crystalline geodes retracts into its horrible fingers. There's blood all over Andrel Anderson. Not her blood, but Mr. Miser's blood. And the rest of you are sort of standing around it. And it looks to each of you.
Well, where am I?
Your grave, demon!
I hate that boy.
This place is so packed, I can't see anything outside. Are there no windows here?
I'll answer your question with a question. Where would you like to be?
Well, certainly not here, I'll tell you that.
Also, the grave? That was tight.
Thank you.
You want to say that again, Banani? Sorry.
Oh.
What am I talking about?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Your grave, demon!
So, I'm going to assume, Banani, are you going to act first? And in that case, would you be leading the bulls against the supernatural?
Sure.
If everybody wants, if everybody's cool with that.
Yeah, you sure?
Okay.
Let's go with that.
I will go down the list of questions here to ask whenever somebody leads the bulls. Ismail Dava, have you completed your apprenticeship?
Yes.
Nice.
Have you completed your journeymanship?
Yes.
Nice.
Are you a master line bull? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Thanks.
Ooh, you let Banani be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't let Yoshiko be cool.
Nope. Yoshiko isn't helping you fight a demon. You don't have the support of another gang.
Nope.
You have an anchor. You have a bull in every single role. I'd love to do this. Ismail, would you ask the rest of them if they would follow your orders without hesitation in whatever way you do it with your bulls?
You guys, are you guys willing to go with what I'm doing here?
Style whatsoever.
Let me tell you, once you hear his cold open introduction, this is actually perfectly in character.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Go ahead.
I'm a pretty go-with-the-flow sort of fella, so.
Why are you all hesitant about this? We're fighting an Earth Demon!
I'm saying I'm gonna! Relax, Pip!
Relax! Relax!
Go ahead.
Relax!
Go ahead. Banani, roll me your 2d6, okay, taking a total of +3.
All right, guys,
I can see that was a poor choice of words.
This is an important decision, guys. Do I use my demi-lich lice or my cat mage dice?
I mean, don't roll a lice.
Dice. Mm-hmm. Dice.
No,
dice.
No one likes
definitely, lice. Definitely a dice would be better than a lice.
Mm-hmm. Those have numbers on them.
Oh my god. Cats,
what if
or
you drew numbers
liches
onto the louse?
Oh my god.
Ooh, cats.
Cats. All right.
Cats.
Don't fail me now.
Cats.
Everybody.
Let's see. 7 plus 3, 10.
Yeah.
10. On a 10, you get to do two things. You can seize the initiative, you can maintain an orderly disposition and have the bowls deployed where you want them, or you can seize a particular opportunity or advantage, giving a +1 ongoing while exploiting that advantage.
I like that. That sounds good.
I realize that this is a dangerous situation, so I think seizing the initiative is important here. We'll seize the initiative. And then we'll seize a particular opportunity or advantage so that we have a +1.
Do you have an idea of what that opportunity or advantage is? Otherwise, I can give you one.
So this thing is confused. It doesn't exactly know why it's here, and it's not having a good time.
Yes.
So, I think it doesn't realize that Andril is there. I think, like, it's just completely ignored Andril's existence.
Okay.
I'm a baby.
So anytime, anybody besides Andril even does something taking advantage of the fact that this thing is not aware of Andril Anderson, they will take a +1.
Neat.
Yay.
Okay.
See, I was.
You can also
suggest
make
a Discworld reference. that gemstones are excellent conductors, and we mostly fight with electricity.
Oh, that would have been
true.
Smart.
This is true.
Wouldn't it?
Hey, we can use that later in another role.
Actually, yes.
I think that's just referencing a normal scientific fact that you learned from Discworld.
And you know what? And that's reading Discworld, isn't it?
That's exactly how Discworld goes.
Yo, capitalism? You mean like from Discworld?
Oh, bureaucracy? You mean like from Discworld?
So, Ismail Dava, you get to make the opening move as the owl. You can use your spirit goggles to study the situation. Now, this will be a weird use. You can also roll other things. You don't necessarily have to use your spirit goggles to study the situation, but this is kind of a weird use of the spirit goggles, as demons are not echoed in the ghost field, but they are certainly supernatural.
Can I use my... In conjunction with the spirit goggles, can I use my gift calibrated to...
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go with the cats again.
Go ahead and roll insight.
Oh, you made up a gift for it.
Let's see. Let's... Yeah. 10.
Calibrated is not one of the listed gifts. Wonder why that is.
So we got
10.
10, baby.
Yeah.
See part Tichirosi.
So that would be holding two questions. I'll burn one of those immediately for you to let you know something as you study the situation. One thing you notice based off of sensory information you get from your calibration, as well as confirming with the goggles, extending about an arm's length away, just under an arm's length away from this demon, are very fine dirt and stone molecules that could perhaps be pulled and stuck into a barrier. So attacking this demon from Attacking this demon from farther than an arm's length away, the damage will be reduced. Unfortunately, if you get within an arm's length, well, I mean, then he can murder you, probably.
So, I mean, yes.
Nasty that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
I... How about that?
You can also hold one question if you'd like.
Okay, I'll hold one question for now. And I'll just belay this information to everyone, just being like, watch out, he's got a bit of a dirt shield, I think it is. It's weird. All right, why are you surrounded by dirt? That's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, you guys seize the initiative, so who wants to make the first real move against this thing? Because since the initiative's been seized, the opening move wasn't, like, the opening move.
I can try and, like, hog tie him a little. Like, with the lightning hook, not with the lasso.
Web thrower, yeah. Or, yeah. No, the lightning hook or the lightning
sorry,
web thrower?
Sorry, the web thrower.
Okay.
And then that would make it easier for you guys to get to him.
That'd be nice.
Go for it.
Okay. I have a plus one because of, Banani giving me one, I assume.
Oh.
I'm hiding behind this corpse.
Would this technically be an assist or not?
That is... That's a 16?
Holy shit.
Jeez.
Hannah got boxcars. Also, no, it's not an assist.
Boxcars! Okay.
Hannah,
box
what the cars. Fuck?
That's a 16.
Jesus.
But yes, so you do all three. Do you have an idea of what you want this to look like? I'd say since it's a greater effect, you probably, like, not just slow him, but, like, stop him.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm, like, Mr. Meisler, like... fell on me and I'm kind of just holding him up as some form of weird little human shield to hide behind, which is horrible and I'm having a bad time doing it. I want to make that clear. But I think maybe it looks like he's
I mean, you already took the trauma. There's a good way to have a good time doing that. So.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I think for a minute his eyes are caught and he thinks it's like one of Mr. Miser's death twitches.
I can't just fully weekend at Bernie's this.
No.
If you want, I guess.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I want you to do
that.
I'm
not going to do that. Yeah, so it looks like a death twitch, I guess. And I don't know.
Okay, yeah, it shoots out.
Maybe, yeah.
It shoots out and you see it like... At first, we described it as being, like, a big web, and there's, like, some sort of, like, gelatin or something around it. And so first it lands on them, it, like, sort of, like, it, like, tangles, slips between the barrier. And he's standing there, like,
what is this?
And then, it charges up, and he's like,
no, I don't like this! Seriously, where am I?
And then, it goes, makes a motion as though it were flexing, but it's... body is stone and crystal, and there's not, like, the tension of muscles or anything. Instead, several sharp rocks and pebbles fly out.
Hey, you know what's a terrible, terrible sound? The sound of crystals rubbing up against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Horrific.
It's thoroughly unpleasant.
Seriously, tell me where I am!
And then, everybody in here, two harm is coming to you from a vicious beating of being pelted by rocks.
Gotcha.
You could do something in response to it, but either way, two harm coming your way.
Can I like duck behind something?
Can I try and use my steel to basically like form a human wall and try and take the hit for Dava and Drix? Because I'm imagining that wow. Andril is kind of like on the other side and also has and shields.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and yeah, you roll me a steel. What's the thing that you don't want to do?
Panic, disengage, or flee.
Don't worry, I got you, Hannah. You're not gonna roll something.
That is a 7 plus 2. That is a 9. I'm assuming this doesn't count as taking advantage of the Andril is hidden situation.
No, it does not. But you do one you didn't pick, and you didn't want to panic, disengage, or flee. I am a bastard, so I want you to suffer more harm, please.
All right, how much harm do I take? Since I did say I was taking this for them.
Thankfully, it's just like a general thing, so it would be 2 coming at you, but then minus 1 because the anchor suit. But then, since you're taking a little more, just take a full 2.
All right.
Bing, bang, boom.
Andril, you take 1 harm as Mr. Miser's soft flesh and bone, weather most of it. However, also take one trauma as this man is shredded to... And this corpse is mangled on top of you, basically.
Fantastic. All right. My trauma's starting to not look great.
How much harm does Drix and Dava take?
They take none.
Nice.
Good job.
Nice. Hooray. Thank you.
Hey.
Because that's your whole role. So now this thing takes a minute.
It feels like I'm moving. Now that I think about it, those look like uniforms. I'm on a train. Well, I suppose eventually I'll find the end.
And he begins to walk towards you guys, past you guys from the freight box car towards the caboose.
Is he not constrained anymore?
Yeah, you like, there's like snapping noises. Dang. As he starts to walk from the web thrower.
Oh dear.
Well, that did nothing. Sorry,
that
fam.
That is unpleasant.
Or actually, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a choice. You could hold on and sort of be dragged along with him, or he could step out of it.
Well, I don't know that I see the advantage to hanging on.
It wouldn't give away your position.
It would slow him some, I guess is the idea.
I guess I'll do that, why not?
Like, there's some snapping and stuff, but he's, like, sort of stressing walking against this, because, yeah, he is, stronger than 10 men, to say the least, you are very small.
Guys!
so he begins to walk. Honestly, Ismail Dava... You are kind of like in the way, but he's just gonna try to like walk and shove past you.
I'm good.
So I guess you're if you or Drix want to make an action, he's about to like shoulder tip past Ismail Dava.
So how about I just help Drix out? I'll move out of the way in like a quick motion so that he can like do something with that Severosi rope he's got. Which I have great trust in.
Somebody punch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch it.
Yeah, honestly, I will say...
That's what I'm like, saying.
You guys, you guys need to do some damage. Now here's my question to you, Drix. Or whoever goes to punch it. Are you going to shoot away from an arm's length? Or are you gonna get up in its face?
No, I'm gonna get up in its face.
Alright.
You dumb fool.
So, Dava, what are you doing? And are you moving before me?
I'm gonna try and kneecap this thing with my Aspergillum, just like as to like maybe slow it down.
So be aware, Benani. I know you want to assist, Benani. I know you might want to assist. Yeah. So don't worry. You can just do a roll and do like whatever you want to do. And one of the assist things are just like for force, finesse, or force, finesse, or insight. You can just pick one of those as like your thing. So you could also like. Attack, you could roll with a force roll, and then if you get two things, you could be like, oh, I want to suffer little harm in return, and also give Drix a plus one. You can do that.
Okay, so let's go for,
That is a thing you can do in this game.
Yeah, it's nice. Alright, let's go for a force roll. I'm not extremely great at those, but it's something. Let's see, that's a four. Rip. I'm old!
Oh, dear!
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so you go, you swing the Aspergillum, and it just clangs, it bends a little bit, but it's cool. It's not supposed to, like, as long as it can still drip some water, and you see the seawater sort of slides down its leg, and, it foams when it touches the demon's leg. And he just goes,
what? I don't much care for that either. Who are you people?
And then he kicks Ismail Dava. First, go ahead and take 3 damage from deadly weapons as you take a full-on kick.
Okay.
And you guys see Ismail Dava's head with his hat on his hands go flying against one of the walls. Underneath, in the coat, wires spark up with electricity.
He's a Hulk!
Oh my god! He's a Hulk!
Yeah, you see exposed, he's still in control of his body some, and you see, like, like, the back of the neck where, like, a brainstem would be for a person. There's, like, this, I think, Drix, you're familiar with the spirit containers, or one of you guys is familiar with, like, the spirit container part of the Hulk, and yeah, that's where it is, and that's where Ismail Dava is.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
I do not take kindly to the look of that. Are you okay?
No, I'm all right. Just need to go get my head. It's fine.
Not.
That's what she said.
Not a fan. Okay.
No, that's okay. What he said, I guess. Or she. I don't know. Never mind.
Anyways, remember the time I said Ismael Dava is super dead?
All right.
Yeah, Drix, your turn.
Nobody hurts my backup like that. Drix is gonna run up and, or Drix is gonna run up, get straight in Vulgernai's face, and level his heavy lightning hook, and smash it forward into him.
Hell yeah, roll.
Let's do this.
If you want, you could. Hey, you could also juice a little lightning oil into this.
Oh, you know what? I am definitely gonna juice some lightning oil into it.
Juice.
Just pop some oil. I got an 11.
Okay, which two are you picking?
Yeah, Drix is gonna go ahead and inflict great harm and suffer little harm in return, I think.
Nice. Holy shit. So what's the total harm you're gonna do?
So that would be plus one for the great harm and plus one for vicious, so...
Is it actually five? Damage for using a lightning oil, or is it...
Oh, actually, five. Right, plus the lightning oil.
There's no damage for juicing on lightning oil. That just increases the roll.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, if that's the case... Oh, right, it increases the roll. Never mind. I got
it
a 12.
It always just increases the roll.
Well, you got a 12.
Okay, that's good.
That's all three.
Cool.
What sword do you want to drive him back? Seize something or create an opportunity? What do you think?
I want to create an opportunity for Pip.
What are you having me do?
Or actually, you know what? No. I think the most important thing here right now is to drive them back, keep them away from the passengers. So I think actually like going to blast him back further into the cabin.
So which direction? He's walking towards the caboose right now. You can either blast him in the direction of the office car or the caboose.
If he wants to the caboose, I'm blasting him to the office car.
Really? Is that the idea?
No, don't do like, that.
You're right. That's a real bad idea.
No offense to the vagrants, but like, the vagrants are a rough number. It'll be fine.
We could stand to lose a couple vagrants.
Exactly. It'll be fine.
We still have 4 to 8 of them.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're blasting the caboose.
Okay, I've got question, Greg. Question.
Yes.
Can we still see the first stone in Vulgernai at all?
I guess in the fact that, like, yeah, much like the first stone, Vulgernai is, like, rock covered with crystals.
Can I take a piece of Vulgernai using the see something?
Sure, if you want. Yeah, actually, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. All right. Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
It was calibrate because he's a robot.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
He's got sensors. Fuck. I tried to avoid saying it.
I really didn't want to say it, but I was like, hey, this is the best
all right, do. Yes. So that would be five harm. I'm taking a piece of that, or a piece of his crystal body, and I'm not taking very much harm in return. So
hey. Yeah. So normally you'd be down for deadly weapons getting within an arm's length of him, but instead just take 2 harm. As yeah. So you go. Describe it to me, I guess, if you have something.
I think as Dava like flies backward, Drix kind of like sees this. His body moves before he can think, and he just kind of like, and he just kind of like runs forward, gets in his face, levels the lightning hook, and turns it on point blank.
Hell yeah. It's a blinding flash, and then a chunk of Vulgernai, several chunks in fact, cover you, Drix, and you can sort of like grab one. You hold it in your hand, maybe like look inquisitively, and at that moment, Vulgernai goes to try to stab you, but like, you know, he's got a bunch of eyes, but they're sort of like blinking, so he doesn't like stab you clean through. You just get like sliced across the arm some.
All right, I've decided that not only do I not care for most of you, I would very much like for all of you to bleed on the floor for a moment.
Do we get any say in the matter there?
Depends.
Turns to you, Pippin. He doesn't have a nose, but he seems to sniff something.
Tell me, are you a Makiel?
I can neither confirm nor deny your accusations.
No, I smell you proper. I can't believe it actually worked. Leave it to a Makil to give the Emperor exactly what he asks, but save the best for themselves.
I don't like the implications here. I really don't like the implications here.
Of course. Now, what I'm sure you'll like even less is when I ask you this question. When's the last time you've had a bath?
I mean, technically, we're in the last one, because, you know, we had the... We did get, like, fully submerged.
Voldrenite waves a hand,
and you feel
all of the dirt on your skin, underneath your fingernails, begins to compress straight around you. Four harm is coming to Pip.
Oof.
Underneath his suit. In addition to this...
I'm assuming that does not get reduced.
It does not get reduced. In addition to this, unless somebody does something, you're about to see a friend badly hurt or a teammate if you're Dava. So that'll be 3 trauma and 2 trauma, depending on what you guys do in response to this. You can also do something in response to this if you'd like.
I am going to...
I mean, someone could, like, smack him again, maybe, break his concentration. I don't know if demons need to concentrate, but seems like it logically follows. I don't know that there's much I can do. Does anyone have, like, a thing of fucking water that we can toss on?
Yes.
On our boy?
I do!
I have something I can do.
What you got, fam?
What do you have, guy?
Well, first, I'm going to suffer that harm, as that is thoroughly unpleasant.
All right. But what's your action then?
I am going to take out the cable and clamps. That is a standard issue part of the gear for line bulls. And attach it to the electrofield of the anchor suit and basically try and, like, I'm going to try and bear hug this guy. While I am electrically charged.
So what are you employing, and what is your end goal? Those are probably related.
This is supposed to be, like, a distraction and an attack.
Is your goal to hold him or to hurt him is what I would ask.
Hold him, I would say.
I feel like we need to hurt him.
Hey, Greg.
I'm trying to give you guys that opportunity.
Hey, Greg, what's the best way to hurt this guy?
You can just do it yourself.
Yes.
What's the best way to hurt this guy?
Held question being answered. The best way to hurt this guy, I mean, get inside that barrier, for one. I'm trying to think what else would be helpful here. The aspergillum is the thing that could actually incapacitate him. Anything else is sort of just knocking him off balance.
Did Dava drop the aspergillum?
If you wanted to.
Sure, that sounds reasonable. My head got lopped off, after all.
Can I grab it and sort of, like, just take a wild swing at this demon?
Sure thing. Roll me force. As you're, like, hopped up on electricity and you've grabbed this aspergillum.
I'm going to use a lightning oil as well for this.
Cool.
Do the rest of us have to take trauma, then?
Be sure to take that, yeah.
I think I'm gonna take a horror, then?
Alright.
Because I only have the 3 spaces left.
Alright, go ahead and take... Or you could try to steal yourself. Possibly only take,
Greg, I can use more than one lightning oil, right?
Yeah. You can.
I'll do that.
I'm going to...
Hold on a second. Well, we got things in the queue to handle.
Okay,
We'll do guys first. Then we'll handle all your trauma stuff.
I'm dropping 2 lightning oil on this, though.
Oh, it's like I'm at the therapist.
So
remember, it's only +1 to your roll per lightning oil.
All right, so that gives me a 7. I would like to inflict great harm with this.
Okay, yeah. So we'll say the aspergillum probably counts as. Sorry, I'm just gonna take a peek at what. What do we got here?
I'm about to take a lot of scars, guys.
Oh, dear.
The aspergillum to him is probably the equivalent of, like, a lightning hook jolt to a ghost. So it'll instead do 3 harm instead of the normal 2. Well, do you want to, like, describe this? Now that you're hopped up on electricity with the jumper cables, you picked up the aspergillum.
I got the jumper cables. It's kind of like, I think there is now like a loud sort of like crackling and a heat in the air, because it's basically just, you know, forcing just like two live wires together, try and like sort of give this appearance of a barrier to Pip. I think it, I'm not sure how much it actually affects, but it gives the appearance. Pip sort of like spins around, grabs the aspergillum, and then like brings it with him low and just like bashes one of the legs, probably around like the upper like knee area.
Yeah, that definitely seemed to do a lot, and you see like the water's still like foaming where like the wound was, where like some stone was dislodged. As you like swing, you take three harm as a crystal geode stabs into you, like in the...
Alright, I'm gonna take a scar.
Oh my, it appears I have fractures of your bones. Tell me, McHugh, have you ever wondered who you share those with?
The rest of you. So three harm is coming, three trauma is coming at Drix and Andril as, yeah, first you saw horrible pain rack, like the kind of you can only like imagine rack Pip from inside of his suit, and then like as it like brought him to his knees, he hooked up these cables, swung valiantly, but now he's like fully like impaled. He's still alive, but he's like fully impaled.
All right. Regarding the trauma, I think, no offense, guy.
Wow.
I think an argument could be made that Andril and Pip aren't really friends.
Ouch. Ouch. After I made you a drink?
Some listener everything. Somewhere is, like, super sad about this.
I genuinely have been thinking about this.
Yeah, that listener's me!
I've been thinking about this for a while because.
Oh my god! Sounds like you're breaking up with him.
No!
Go on, goodness. I hear what you're saying. Andril and Pip don't have that relationship yet.
Pip, like, isn't. Every time Andril and Pip hang out, we kind of, the conclusion I come to every single fucking time that Andril and Pip hang out is that Andril just has no idea what to do with him.
Okay, so he's your teammate who's been badly hurt, so yes. Only two trauma is coming at you. You'll take that.
I like a nice found family as much as anyone else, but I don't feel that we have earned it yet.
Drix, are you also going to take the three trauma, or are you going to steal yourself?
I'm going to try and steal myself.
Can I steal myself anyway, though?
Well, that'll be your move for this, like, rotation.
Alright, I'm going to take the three trauma, because I want to keep bashing at this fucker.
I will take the two.
Yeah, you're fine. This guy.
I'm alright.
Hannah's been saving this. Her trap card has been played.
I spend a lot of time when I play RPGs thinking about my characters' relationships to the other characters, and I, like, Andril and Pip genuinely aren't really good at talking to each other.
That's totally fair.
So anyways,
They're bad at being, like, people towards each other. It's really kind of funny.
Figure it out. Not today.
Bulger and I,
we'll get there!
I have another question for you, Hannah. Are you still gonna hold on with the lightning web thrower? Because,
can I get it back?
I mean, the choice I'm asking you is sort of narratively, he'll break out and then you just retract the web, or he's gonna drag you into the caboose with him, because he's about to head into the caboose.
I'll let go.
Okay. Ismail, it'll be Ismail or, Drix's response. Oh, all of you guys have a response.
I'd like to go.
It depends on who wants to do it.
I'd like to go.
But first, let me do a thing.
Oh, of course.
So Valdr and I tosses Pip damagelessly off his spike, Pip, you can still be gripping this pergolin if you want. You slam into some, you see Pip slams into some luggage, you see several rats scatter all across, like in terror, and snapping off the web thrower, as Andril is not gonna fight that hard. You see,
Pip coughs up some blood into the gas mask.
Vulture Knight rips, and he doesn't rip, he like forces the caboose, the door opens to the caboose, and he like steps in, and you see all the vagrants are like, all the vagrants are like sitting around the unicycle, and they're like playing cards.
Oh no!
Oh no, not the unicycle.
Oh yes,
yeah, they turn their heads, they turn their heads looking at it, and Vulture Knight says,
"Good evening, gentlemen. Could any of you perhaps tell me where I am?"
And one of them says,
"You are on the pride of the squirrel, monsieur."
And then Voldemort's face eagerly looks at that, holds for a minute, and then he just says,
"That doesn't mean anything to me."
And he looks at the window by the caboose, and he sees the black wind. He says,
"Black wind? Curses. I shall be unable to meet my Earth and travel remotely from there. Very well."
And he turns around back to you guys in the freight box car.
"I suppose that means that way is the locomotive. I'll just take the train."
And he starts to walk. With a powerful step off, he's about to enter the office car.
I am right. Going to...
Can I, before you go...
Go for it.
Can I try, now that I have my web thrower back, can I try and, like, throw it at the rocks of the barrier and try and, like, knock it down, pull it apart?
Sure. You can go for that.
Okay. That'd be finesse or force?
I'd say that'd be finesse.
Okay. I'll do a lightning rail. And, that's an 8 total.
Cool. Which one would you like to do?
I'll go greater effect.
Okay. As he said, he takes a powerful step, like clearing pretty much the entire car, and heading towards the door about to open it. The web goes around all the rocks that make up the barrier. This time around, he like knew to have it up. And he looks around, and he watches it crackle, and he looks down, and he sees where the electricity is coming from, and he sees you.
We did not get enough benefit out of that.
Oh, yeah. A shame.
And then he says,
"Oh my, what's your name?"
Andril?
You're a tad young.
Yeah.
And the barrier sort of spectacularly falls apart. You pull it loose.
Yeah, I am.
Well, it simply would not sit right with some of my cult members if you were to perish. So please, stay right there.
And he waves a hand, and all the dirt and stuff that you dragged sort of like forms around you and immobilizes you where you are. Okay. Like arms and everything. Okay. You can still talk and stuff.
Okay. Can breathe and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You got a mask, yeah.
Alright, well, open season, boys.
And yeah, you see then, for you guys to react to, Drix and Ismail, you see he goes and forces open the office car door, and you see Candace drops her cigarette holder. "Why do I feel like this is one of your guys' fault?"
It's being handled, Candace. No need to point fingers.
Not me this time.
I'm going to...
Not me this time.
I'm going to try and, like, pull this thing back as best I can.
Punch it! Oh my god!
Well, you can use a lightning hook. You can use this lightning hook to deal harm.
Oh yeah, I
and
do have
perhaps,
one.
Drive them back.
I'll use my lightning hook.
Everyone has a regular lightning hook.
I completely forgot, okay? I'm a robot
and the barrier's
conductor.
Down.
Okay.
He's a little robot conductor,
this
okay?
This is not my job normally right now, okay? Like, sure, I'm a master line bull, but it's been years, okay? Give me a break. Alright.
It's been literally a decade. He came out of retirement for you.
Well, that right. Sucks.
Man, it's gonna be a real shame if he dies here, huh?
Yep.
So for a lightning hook, I'm going to just... Would finesse be reasonable here? Just to try and, like, trip
finesse
this thing?
Finesse would be fine if all you want to do is move him. Remember, it won't harm him.
Oh. Eh, I may as well just harm him. Let's do it. And I'm gonna use an extra lightning oil.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just one no matter how many I use, or?
Well, for each pip you use, we're doing like a plus one.
Okay.
That's how we've been rolling.
Okay. I mean,
keep in mind, you have a total of 8 because you are the owl.
Yeah, so I'm going to use, like, I'm not going to use 8. I'm going to use 2 of these things. God, let me use all 8.
Well, technically, you can only use 4 at once.
You know what?
But, yeah.
I'm going to use 3, actually, just to be safe. And I'm like, it's a big roll, I realize, but it's worth it. All right, force roll. Let's go.
It is.
What's 9 plus 3? 12, baby!
Yeah!
Nice!
Oh, shit!
Shit!
So you do all 3, so do you have a description in mind?
Yeah, so, I take my lightning hook, like, I guess I can go, like, full robot now, since, like, I have, the jig is up. for any of the eagle-eyed individuals amongst you, you may have noticed that, like, on, like, the conductor's coat that Ismail has, is, like, cut, in, like, the seams are cut in a weird way. But that's because he can, like, attach different, like, things to it. So he attaches the lightning hook onto one arm and loops it around the demon, pulls it back, juices it with the extra lightning oil to get some good damage in, and just tries to pull it to the ground.
You yank him back and sort of like in between where the office car meets like the freight box car. Mm-hmm. Sort of like takes a knee and 2 harm will come at you in response. But you will take 1 of those instead because you suffered little harm. As like several rocks like pelt you again.
Tight.
And yeah, you see that one looks like it like really hurt him. Bulger and I starts to like crack, and on the back of its head, more like crystalline eyes with too many pupils start to like fractal and like appear. And there's like the horrible sound of this like stone fracturing as like the front half and the back half kind of switch by like
nice.
And he looks pissed at you. he's in the middle. He's in the part between cars right now. Voldrani noticeably looks weakened. You have a feeling this burglar would work on him. But before that, mm-hmm. Voldrani says,
"Alright, Blackwing or not, I don't need this train. I'll wait, I'll walk."
This train!
And it punches the ground, and the entire Pride of Dusk wall bucks. And this spot between train cars like rips open, and you see the rest of the train from the office car on starts to like move forward, and the black wind starts to whip in. Walter and I sort of raises a hand to its like eyes as though it were just like, oh, the sun's a little too bright. For you guys though, incoming is a supernatural weirdness of 2 trauma. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to take a horror.
As am I.
Yeah. Drix, you can act, though, as the train is braking.
Okay, how... I can't get to the Aspergillum and him right now, can I?
Probably not at the same time, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try and drive him towards Pip so Pip can take him out with the Aspergillum then.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's the complete...
Like, no, away from
I
me!
I have a zero force, Stefan.
Can we shift the order a little bit and have Pip go first and get
right
him
now.
The Aspergillum?
Do it!
I think
right
this
now,
is...
this is like... If there were rounds, this would be the end of a round.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I think Drix needs to do a thing.
Okay, man, what
just grab the fucking thing and we'll let you go first on the next one.
Alright, yeah. Drix is going to grab the Aspergillum.
Yeah, as you're reaching up by the Aspergillum, a whole bunch of, like, rats are, like, running around in, like, circles, especially among the Black Wind. They're, like, really freaking the fuck out.
Oh, dear.
Around, like, Pip.
Oh, that is unsettling. Yeah, so Drix is gonna, like, grab the Aspergillum and... how should I do this?
Don't you have a +2 to force?
I mean, I can't hit him. I'm not close enough, like, after I grab the Aspergillum is the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and he's starting to be obscured by this black wind. Like, he's starting to become, like, just, like, a silhouette, and everything's just getting really weird in here. Don't like, you you're starting to, like,
a lasso?
No, that's exactly what I was about to say. Can I lasso the aspergillum? And if I get a 12, can my to greater effect be swing it, or swing the aspergillum while still on the lasso towards him?
Huh.
You better use all those fucking lightning oils.
I'm going to use literally all of my lightning oil, yes.
Please do.
Sure, but I'm going to give you at least, a minus one.
Okay.
For visibility.
Deal. I'm gonna pop three dumb. Lightning oil.
Use all four, bud.
I only have three left.
You only have three left, right. Rip. Use all three, bud.
Do it.
Alright. That is the worst possible outcome.
Oh no.
I didn't get snake eyes. I got a one and a two. So that's I got just,
oh,
so
dear.
It's the second worst possible
outcome. Yeah.
So
yeah, all right, so that six. Would be three well, plus five, here. That's an eight.
Okay, let's
so you can do, we'll do a one for this, and I'll tell you, so, for that, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna take over your choice real quick here. You whip it at him, and it misses him, but you're able to pull the aspergillum right back, and it's still attached to the lasso.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, it like as it sprays, the water kicks up the scent of an old horse you used to know back when you were 8 years old. And everything around you, Drix, like the ground beneath your feet is starting to taste a little bit like your Nana's gumbo.
Oh, I love Nana's gumbo.
So yeah, the Black Wind's coming in. It's a really harrowing, weird, supernatural experience. Yeah, the rats are like... The rats are freaking the fuck out here in the Black Winds. The demon is like a sort of like a silhouette.
Can I go next?
Sure thing, Valdrinai. But before you act, Valdrinai is like,
well, I hope it's all been worth it. You're all about to die for, well, I still don't know why. I don't know what the Pride of Duskwall is. I don't know why I'm here. I'll probably forget all of your names.
Did we even tell you our names except for me?
And I'm awfully sorry that you're going to perish here.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't great.
What a way to go. Podcast is over. We're all dead. Woo!
Come on, guys. We're not going to die here. We can handle...
We definitely might.
We can handle this.
We definitely...
As you die, be sure to remember that there's one person to blame for all this.
I mean, it's you. You did the murder.
Yeah, it's specifically you.
You wouldn't be the person to blame...
The Immortal Emperor.
No, it's definitely your fault.
You literally are perpetrating the murder for just about no reason.
You can choose not to.
I was brought here for just about no reason.
You murdered the person who brought you here, so honestly, I do not think your hands are clean.
If I murdered everyone at every place I was brought, people would blame me for it.
I wished to leave and you resisted. You're just like him.
What?
Do you think demons are meant to be here? Do you think this place is what I prefer?
You can't just murder people! It's a bad way to deal with things!
You're a child among children.
Someone do something.
Yeah, that
Pip,
was really
pink. What's your stupid-ass plan?
Yeah, what you got, Pip?
All right.
I've got something.
We call this irony, because...
Oh, dear.
While Andril does not feel much towards Pip, that feeling is not mutual. And the thing I was going to do is have Pip try and break Andril out and assist.
Yeah!
Pip crawls over, still, like, I think, like, coughing and, like, bleeding under the mask. But I'm gonna say this is a finesse roll of Pip is trying to literally just, like, claw the dirt and, like, free Andril from this dirt prison. And I'm gonna use two lightning oil for this.
Alright. I mean, you're just giving me a plus one. It doesn't really... I mean, unless you're... I don't know. Are you actually pulling me out, or are you...
He's trying to pull you out, probably.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
No.
Snake eyes!
What's your total?
Y'all, we're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, what's your total?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is a 5 total, so I still miss.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you're scrabbling, so going for it. When you touch the dirt, you're pulling apart sandcastles that you made with somebody. Somebody, they're always there. Can't tell. It was like it was a kid. You were a kid so long ago. you hear the sound of your like childhood blankets on the air. Unfortunately, that sound is Valdrani's horrible geode claws that like hoist you up, Pip.
Oh boy.
You, I don't understand. Why do you people feel such a kinship with him? He bound most of my people. And we who escaped struggled to survive, but you were free. And yet you still work here for him?
Do I look like the kind of guy who's making any sort of decisions here?
Classic Pip.
Of course not. You're nothing. You're just some strange empty vessel for idiocy.
How much do I take?
Since you failed finesse, I think he's just got you immobilized now in his claws.
Cool. Hey, can I make
so he's gonna turn to the rest of you guys as all this other.
Can I make a big gamer move?
Give me a minute to do a little more drama acting.
Oh, sure. Okay, take your time, man.
And also to give you something proper to react to, maybe. Looking in the vague direction of you, Andril, as you're here, stuck, wrapped up in, like, you're here bound by, like, the sounds of crying that were at night in the orphanage.
Andril's definitely crying,
yep.
too.
I don't want to be here. I'm tired of this. Even murdering you people. It's nothing. It's nothing. I've been doing nothing for centuries now. And it's you people trapped here with us, and that's not even fun. He didn't even make it fun anymore.
And he's going to dramatically hold Pippin over the edge of the still moving but slowing down train car where definitely drop Pippin and he'll be sucked under the wheels. Now go ahead, make your big gamer move.
So I'd like to make a force roll. I'm going to use all five of my lightning oil to assist Drex in attacking this thing with the Aspergillum.
Four is the max because there's four uses in a canister, but I dig it. I dig the
fair,
energy.
Fair enough. So I'm going to...
Big gamer move.
Big gamer move. I'm going to basically, like, ram it. I'm gonna, like, plug the lightning oil, like, directly into my body and just basically be like a beacon in the night. All right. Lightning oil, don't fail me now. Yes.
So you're rolling what again? To do what now?
Force. This would be force to assist. So, I got so 4 + 4 = 8. So I got 1.
Okay, you can do 1.
Create an opportunity.
You only really need to do 1, honestly.
Yeah. Take your +2, my friend.
What does that look like?
So yeah, I, like I said, I plug 4 lightning oils into my, it's a canister, into my, like, actual, like, body. And so I'm charged up, lightning is sort of licking off, and I just, like, ram into this guy. The force of the lightning is doing a lot of the work.
So are you grappling him now?
Grappling and grappling and sort of pushing back or holding
you
back as best I can.
You can drag him so Pip isn't over the edge anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And also Drix, you can clearly see like he's crackling and like he's still holding on to Pip, but Pip, your feet are dangling, but over
now's
the edge of the
time. Hit it with this thing now.
Drix or Andril. I think Andril, you hadn't done anything, right? Or have you done something?
No, I haven't, but if let's give Drix a chance to do a murder first.
He's got the Aspergillum.
Drix.
Is there anything
looking...
I can do to assist from this position?
That's up to you. In your imagination.
It could be distracting.
We're still
Do you
in...
want to try?
Can I make him debate me?
I don't know.
Can you?
That's dependent on your role.
Can I attempt to make him debate?
You can,
assist
your
with insight.
All right. What role is that? Is that finesse?
Does that sound like finesse?
It sounds like word finesse to me.
Sounds like word finesse.
All right.
Sounds like finesse.
Like roll
finesse.
A thing.
Please don't roll low.
I guess I can't charge lightning oil into this. That would be stupid,
no.
right?
You can only charge lightning oil into a
That's a 13.
All right.
Yes! You made me coward! Yes! Oh,
yes!
Shit.
All right, what is little 15-year-old Angel to say to be a, distraction to this demon? If it's not fun anymore, then you don't have to do it. I don't know. You ended up on this train. I didn't want you to be here either. And you're hurting me and you're hurting these other people. You don't have to do any of this. You can stop.
For a minute, Voldrai looks to you almost a little sad.
I wish I could. But we demons are creatures too. And I'm a slave to my own dark desires.
In this instance, he is not paying attention.
That's a plus two, baby!
Pick a hell plus yes. four!
Alright. Oh, plus four?
Yeah, I'm a Rubian,
baby. Yeah,
because
Banani also gave you a plus two.
And Ismail Dava is a Rubian
hell yes.
originally, so he's got a tune.
Yeah! Don't fuck me, Stefan!
I swear, I'll kill
I'm gonna
you.
Try,
I'll
I'm gonna try
kill
not.
Kill you.
Fuck me, Stefan!
I'm gonna try so hard not to fuck you.
Listener, you, if Stefan fucks this up, we'll dox him.
just
don't
ever dox
him.
I live with
him.
Don't ever dox him. Stefan is our very good friend.
Don't ever dox
him.
Don't ever dox people.
Alright.
Don't even do that in jest.
You can see Drix mutter under his breath. Pip, Andrew, I'm sorry for bringing this to you. I'm gonna fix it. And he charges forward with the aspergillum. And he's what he's gonna try and do is bash straight through Vildrenai's midsection and with his left hand, and with his right hand, grab onto Pip to try and pull him back.
Hell yeah, what's your roll?
Let's see.
I am holding Greg's hand, which feels stupid because he is not on our team.
Okay. 8 plus 2 plus 4. That is a 14. Let's do this, baby.
So yeah. So
okay, Drix dashes forward, a aspergillum in his left hand. He like brings it close to his chest and then swings outward swings outward at like stomach level. And smashes straight through, spewing like dirt and crystal everywhere, as it just spills as much water out as possible. And like as he's like falling forward from the momentum of that swing, he's gonna reach out and grab Pip by the scruff of his collar, and just like pull backward as hard as he possibly can.
Yeah, you yank Pip back. Ismail, you as this demon like sort of falls apart in your hands, the void seawater foaming, and starts to like send this demon to different parts of the void sea. As the parts break off, you can like let go as it falls apart, and as the head sort of foams up.
Ah, well, time to rest for a moment. Maybe see you later, McKeel.
And then.
Probably won't.
The black wind as the black wind starts to abate, and as the wind becomes normal, clear color. There's still the horrible Deathlands fog, but you can see in the distance now the light of the Udu, the well in the center of Uduwasha in the distance. You're close enough now that it looks like the black wind is no longer moving here. You see the Pride of Duskwall, the rest of it, slowly backing up towards you guys to pick you guys up. And you see Candace is looking from her desk because the door is still very open, but she's got like a little mask on. And you see Candace is there. You see Georgie's waving next to her on the office car, and. And like Trevor's got his head out the side up in the locomotive, like he's backing up a car.
I get my head.
Yes. Now you go to pick up your head, and one of the vagrants is like, hands it to you.
Oh,
this is very fine craftsmanship.
Thank you.
Perhaps I may be able to offer an exchange of knowledge.
Oh, of course. I love trading secrets.
Allow us to enlighten you about the singular weeb. which we all upon.
Yes, enlighten me about this singular wheel.
After we reattach the train, well, I mean, they do like a slap dash, like quick repair to seal up the connection. They'll do more repairs as they head to Uduwasha. You guys head back, see the mime. The mime has taken off his makeup.
Mime's
taken off his makeup and is just eating beans out of the can.
They really are just like the saddest individual I could come up with.
The three nephews are sitting by Mr. McClaremont, like writing on like little chalkboards, like you know, we shall not steal. Over and over again.
God.
Oh dear. Well.
And yeah, eventually the Pride of Duskwall heads into a town, into a station that's unusual because you don't remember passing through a lightning barrier. But there's city here. Very strange. The three nephews, you know, as it's time to head off, the three nephews are like, "Oh hey, where do you think Uncle Miser is?" Excuse me, they look at the mime. "Hi, have you seen Uncle Mime?" And the mime just like starts crying and leaves.
Alright, I think I'm going to go take care of this situation. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I think Angel like sees them and kind of waits in the wings and like thinks about going over, but can't bring herself to.
The nephews are asking like everybody, the Akarosu one passes by and they're like, "Excuse me, have you seen our Uncle Miser? He's like, he's got a hat and a cane. He's kind of old. He's Akarosu, but he speaks a little bit Skavic." And the Akarosu one says,
"I don't know where he is, but..."
Pulls out some weird trinket.
"Hold this. Whenever I need to find something, I find that clutching one of these helps me focus. I'm sure he'll find his way back to you."
But yeah, I'm gonna go off screen, handle this situation.
You're going to like talk to them?
Yeah, off screen.
No, we're not doing that. Are you kidding me?
Greg,
we're gonna console these boys.
No, Greg.
Banani, you gotta.
I'm making.
We have to give our audience closure.
After this, you get to leave and never come back.
No,
it's your final act here.
God. It's beautiful, Banani.
My final
it's
act
kind.
In existence.
While you're getting ready to step by, the pumpkin-headed guy passes the nephews, and as they're like, "Oh, excuse me, sir, do you know?" And he's like, and he just says, "Now, don't worry none, children. Sooner or later, you'll find your way to where he is. Or he'll find his way to you."
Oh.
And he passes by and he looks to Ismail.
"Might want to go collect him from the back."
Alright, well.
Banani, I believe in you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to these boys. I think I'm just going to straight up lie to these boys. Yeah, I'll go up to them.
What? Banani, I retract. Holy shit!
Holy fuck!
Oh my god!
Holy fuck! He's gonna do this!
Oh my god!
No, let him do it.
I will fully tattle on you.
So yeah, I go up to the.
I will fully tattle to them on you.
I will go up to these children and, I will. Say, well, there seems to have been an incident with your uncle, and in that incident, he has...
Oh, did he try to rip somebody off again? He hates paying for things.
No, your uncle is no longer with us.
Oh, okay, he's telling them that, that's good.
They look a little, like, pallid for a minute.
"You mean he went on the adventure without us?"
Oh, he's and gone. Then, like, the red one's like, "You see, this is all because you guys didn't listen to Uncle Miser, alright?
If you had just listened, then this is why he doesn't take us anywhere. I can't believe I'll let you guys drag me into your schemes.
I don't think you want to go
on... And the blue and the green one are like, shut up!
No, I don't think you want to go on the adventure he's gone on. I'm really not sure what...
Holy shit.
The look on Hannah's face is very priceless.
I'm, like, seconds from leaving the room, honestly. I can't listen.
Will ask Mr. McClaremont to, I hope Mr. McClaremont understands what I'm putting down here, and it will help these boys process that. Like, for realsies.
Now listen here, children. Listen here, boys. Now, it is my understanding that, rightfully so, in my humble opinion, you do not ascribe to the teachings of the Church of the Ecstasy of the Sacred Flesh. And that is right. What? That is right. In my book, let me tell you.
Mr. Claremont, that's not what I mean. That's...
Now listen, boy. I've dealt with this situation. I think I understand what you're putting down. Your Uncle Miser has left behind his holy flesh, or will do so soon. Now, but it is my understanding that you are perhaps of noble birth, and perhaps your uncle has quite a bit of money.
And then the green one, Aloysius is like, yeah, Uncle Miser, he's got so much money. He swims in it sometimes.
Swam in it. Now, that's just fine, boys. Now then, it is my understanding that he more than likely had a hole right and ready, a little house for his spirit. Now, as an Akarosi noble, I'm sure it won't take none, although it might be tough to find in Uduwasha. I very heartily recommend you get you find the very next train and get your Uncle Miser out of the body, lest the, what do they call it here? The Udu takes his spirit for itself before it can find its new metallic home, boys.
Jesus Christ.
And the Niffies are like, and the red one's like, this is great. This is great. We can get Uncle Miser back and then we can apologize for not listening to him. And the blue one's like, well, I don't know if we need to apologize. He'll have to thank us. The green one says, or... maybe we don't bring Uncle Miser back. Boys, let's find this body and make our decision later.
And they go and they start to leave.
Oh, God. I'm going to... okay. I'll deal with these boys. I'm going to deal with these boys.
Well, no, they're gone. They're gone. They're out. They're off the train. I think everybody's off the train now. So it's just on you to leave now.
Okay.
Yeah, the... With that, Georgie's doing her last passes through.
I cannot thank you enough, Mr. Dava. This train would run smooth enough with just us, but you did a bang up job.
Thank you. You do a well enough job without me.
Unfortunately, now is where I normally ask the passengers to leave, and the bulls themselves then get paid. And Candace specifically mentioned that even if you, no matter what you say, you're not to get paid. So,
oh no,
say goodbyes now, I suppose.
Oh no, it's fine. Yeah, I turn to the bulls, and well, that was thrilling. I apologize for the suddenness of this happening, but I'm grateful that you all were here. I don't think any of us would be alive without any of the others, so.
I think that's quite correct, yes.
Thanks for your help.
I sincerely appreciate your attendance.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't have to be there for this, and you were, so thanks.
Yeah, thank you. The help is very appreciated.
Seeing, like, the mood in the room, he'd say, now, I'll tell you right now that you all did as best as you could. There is no problem amongst you. I can tell that you all have your own sorts of problems. Many of us do. But that does not mean that you are any less than fine line bulls. And I've seen many line bulls.
It just got a little close for comfort.
Such is the way of this job. But so long as you live afterwards,
yeah,
that's all that matters.
With all due respect, Mr. Dava, I'm not so certain that's the case. But thank you. Really.
All right, well, take care of yourselves. Do well and live well. And with that, I think he goes off into the city.
Like, as he's stepping off the train ready to go into the city, from, like, another train at the station, you hear, like, oh no! Our conductor fell and hit his head!
Oh.
How are we supposed to get back to Bright Harbor?
Alright, time to go. Alright, me and my bag just go.
Waving at the retreating bag. Kind of sullenly.
They wait for Dava to get on the train and head off, and then Pip turns to Drix.
You don't get to bring any more guests.
The Pride of Duskwall makes another stop, and before the line bulls are allowed to leave, our line bulls are brought together to the spirit box, once again by Candace, middle-aged woman with a cigarette holder.
All right. Check it out. Spirit's box is getting some more use. What did I tell you?
So since we're doing this in the old caboose, it's the old caboose, because it was the caboose before. Are we allowing the indeterminate amount of, like, vaguely French individuals to sort of, like,
what's
sit
French?
On this? That's a good question.
That is a wonderful inquiry, young mademoiselle. We are from Elysia in Akros. And yes, we shall occasionally help you, perhaps, solving the matters brought up in the spirit box. But our Akrosi is perhaps not as, refined as yours, so we shall still require your assistance.
I feel like
assistance, sorry.
No, I think you had it the first time.
Actually, I think the second one might have been just a little bit more applicable.
Okay.
Have you ever got, like, the feeling that you should apologize to someone that you don't even know for something that you weren't really doing, just you were kind of, like, there for? Because, like,
I have never once gotten that feeling. Anyways, I'm gonna leave. You guys have fun.
Okay, bye, Candace.
Alright.
Pip, are you okay?
I mean, like, about as okay as usual, so, like, generally, kinda no. Not really.
Alright, well, I guess there's nothing I can do about that right now.
Alright, let's give the old spirit box the one to listen to.
We shall pay careful attention to this operation. On three, you say, yes?
I think on three would be good. So are we doing it like on three? Are we counting down from three, or are we just gonna say three and then hit pray?
No, okay, like, I real quick, I gotta pick a bone with this. Nobody just goes 1, 2, 3 and does it on three. Everyone goes 1, 2, 3 and then go, or I don't know. Here's a random word: record, or I don't know, clap something that is not immediately on three.
Wait, why are we counting down? There's only one spirit box. We don't need to synchronize it.
It gives it like a little bit of like extra kind of like mystique, you know. It's just a little bit of intrigue.
So
all right,
I guess
one of the vagrants in the back goes un, deux, trois, and then all the others go
spirit box. All right, that is what we do, yes?
Yes.
On three, we say the spirit box.
Yes, that is what we do.
Listen, I just want to like establish like a predetermined kind of like order of operations for this sort of thing.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, we 1, 2, 3, and then we play the spirit box.
I think it's fun to say spirit box.
This is in regards to an incident involving my evening constitutional, as I was enjoying the amenities of the first class car. My evening constitutional had decided to appear rather early, thus leaving me unprepared and unwitted for the situation, which required help from the lovely attendant as well as my wonderful granddaughter Marjorie, which resulted in a rather mess of an incident. And I would like to request that there is a passenger car for sleeping, or at the very least provide a level of privacy to various passengers. Yes. Though I would also like a lovely meal car, as it would provide a wonderful and hopefully well-balanced meal for the constitution of an older gentleman such as myself. But if I would much prefer the sleeper car, if possible. That I feel is the most important thing. Oh dear. Marjoram! My even constitutional, it's come early again. Fetch the suppository.
So, could you call
it? Wait. So this dude is allowed to poop in the hot tub, and I'm not allowed to go in it and not poop?
This is Andrew. This in particular individual sounds so ungodly old that he probably shits dust. So it's probably fine.
I'm pretty sure that dust could screw up the hot tub anyway. So
that's true. You gotta keep the filters nice and clean.
This is an outrage.
Now my grasp of accuracy is perhaps not as a plumb as yours, but is this not the very problem? That where are the restrooms on the Pride of Duskwall?
Do you guys not have restrooms?
I mean,
I
always assumed there were restrooms.
I also always assumed there were restrooms.
Well, we are new on the train. Where are the restrooms?
Where have you been pooping? Hold on.
Do you guys not know where the restrooms are? If you don't, I can just show you. It's not far.
We have constructed a kind of a chamber pot, and on occasion we shall fling it into the Deathlands.
Honestly, that's kind of about what I deserve, so it's totally reasonable, but we do have, I guess it's technically a porta potty, because it's we're traveling, so it's portable.
Oh, well, then perhaps point us in the direction of the restrooms, the facilities.
I mean, just, follow me, it's just not far. And then, with that, Piff kind of leads this gang of workers off to, one of the spots in the passenger car with, a mysterious veil in front of it. It's like, this is not super private, but there it is. And it's just, a hole cut out in the train. Just, a hole cut in the floor.
I see. This is the problem. I sincerely think we should come to Candace with perhaps a new
what are you talking
system
about,
for all this.
This guy didn't even ask for a bathroom. He just asked for a car so he could sleep. I don't think anyone is really bothered by the lack of bathroom.
Perhaps then we could work on a train car that has facilities for sleeping and the other things one does.
I guess he wanted privacy or something.
He was a top-tier customer.
That was...
I cannot believe that man is allowed to poop in the hot tub.
No, very much I believe he was not allowed.
He super did, though, and no one got in trouble for it, and he's allowed to leave a stupid suggestion and give me more work to do.
The laborer puts an arm around your shoulder. Now you understand that's for people of a certain level of wealth. Things are not allowed, but merely come with a high cost.
See, this is the trouble with capitalism. Since there's like, basically, once you reach a certain threshold of wealth, there's no such thing as crime, because you can basically just pay off whoever, whatever, to do whatever it is you want. And honestly,
this is a crime. We should have him arrested for pooping in the hot tub.
I agree. This is public indecency and defecation and defamation of character of Georgie for having to handle all of this unfortunate...
I mean,
yeah, poor Georgie.
When you think about it, the hot tub itself is a gross waste of energy and water. So, waste the water inside of the hot tub is doubly a gross waste.
I mean, it's basically just like a soup made out of people. It's honestly kind of horrifying if you think about it. But it does sound pleasant.
Yeah, something about this butters my noodles.
I think we should...
Pardon me.
Okay.
What was that you just said right now?
I said something about this butters my noodles.
You know, it really chests his nuts.
I see. Carry on.
Oh, I see. I see. So that's the Akarosi equivalent?
It's just, you know, you're just like, you get a little bit roasted.
Ah, okay. I gotcha. I'm gonna use that one.
I think that we should maybe I think the meal car was a good idea. I want better food on this train. But I think we should have this man arrested for pooping in the hot tub.
Very well, we shall draw up some plans for perhaps some kind of dining car that does contain restrooms. And you can all let Candace know about the timestamp of this fellow, and we can make him pay.
I will.
Which certainly he can, as he sounds like he comes from some very old money.
Here's the other thing. Is it really like an evening constitutional if it never happens in the evening? That seems quite like a misnomer. It's like saying, oh, good morning, but it's like 2 in the afternoon.
I mean, if you just woke up, then 2 in the afternoon is morning.
I mean, like, but that's just the whole reason why we don't like time zones and shit. It's honestly just quite uncouth, and I will not stand for it.
Well, honestly, I mean, how useful are the time zones here in the Shattered Isles anyway?
You know, it's fair. I mean, like, it's all Ember time. I guess you could all call it island time, I suppose.
Jimmy at the orphanage says that time is just something that the Emperor made in order to make it easier for us to work for him.
I mean, it's true. There's only three things that... There's three guarantees in life. Death... Well, it's just not really a guarantee anymore. But, like, taxes and the immortal emperor himself, who looks down from on high and is grossly terrifying and intimidating, controls all aspects of your life. You know.
Well, that is so comforting, I must say.
Hey, have you not heard that phrase? It's a classic.
Yeah, have you all heard this phrase? Have you all heard this phrase about what Candace says about time on her train?
How long have you been standing there?
I have not been standing there. I entered to see if you had finished listening to the spirit box. And I see that the laborers are all working on some assignment, but you three are loitering around talking about time. Let's wrap this up, all right? Is there anything? Are we done? Anything extra with the suggestion?
Someone pooped in the hot tub, and I think you should have him arrested.
Son of a bitch!
Train of Duskwall is now arriving. Please allow all passengers to exit the train before boarding. This has been Ghosts on a Train, where we played Ghost Lines, an RPG written and designed by John Harper. All of our music by Sebastian Black. Our cover art is by Yoshiko Agresta. Your line balls for this trip were...
Ismael Lava, former badge name Nikhil. Played by me, Benani, Andrew Anderson, badge name Dunville, played by me, Hannah.
Adric, aka Drix, badge name Colburn, played by me, Stefan.
Pippin, Pip McKeel, badge name McKeel, played by Guy.
And I have been your conductor. Greg, if you have any questions about the Pride of Duskwall or additions to suggest for the train, please email them to ghosttrainpod@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter @ghosts_train, and I'll have Candace bring them to the line bowls. Thank you for riding with us, and please consider traveling with us again next time.